This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
During the break, Nettie Mac is on the stream and said Fuentes needs to go back to T-ball. Now, I want to say... Well, I'll tell you what Lonzo said before I get there. Lonzo goes, apparently, that guy's not very good, which is correct. Now, in defense of Didier Fuentes, the rookie pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, who got absolutely shelled last night by the Oakland A's, I wasn't going to talk Braves, by the way. I didn't bring this up.
You need to say again, because every story we've had with this guy, he hasn't done
actually,
well.
His first outing went pretty well. It was like, oh, did we? Because I came in the next day, I'm like, did we find a dude? Right? The Braves are struggling. They've lost Spencer Shaw, or yeah, they lost AJ Smith Shawver, Chris Sale, who was and may get back into it, but was a Cy Young candidate for the Braves this year, is an All Star. He went down because in a game that he was pitching, another game he was pitching lights out for this team, he dove to catch a pop ball in the infield. He fractured two ribs because the baseball gods have elected to smite the Braves. They said you sold your souls for a 2021 World Series, and we are here to collect. So they ran out of bodies. And this dude was a dude who was putting up pretty good numbers for Gwinnett. And so they said, we need a body. Let's bring this kid up. Let's give him a shot. The problem is he's far from done. He is far from developed. He is far from his, I think, major league final form, if you will. This kid, by the way, just if you if you want to feel good about yourself, or want to hate yourself, was born in 2005. Rob Brown was 2 years deep in college when that happened. That hurts my feeling a lot. That being said, he's 20 years old. He's 20 years old. It's way too early. By the way, his birthday was last month, so we just turned 20 years old. He got brought up as a 19-year-old. He is now 20 years old. He's nowhere near what he, if they develop him in minor league ball, he's nowhere near where he should be. The problem is exactly that. And I say this with all due respect because Nettie Mac, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're part of the Armada.
So you're saying he's nowhere near where he should be, which should be still in the minors.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. They had no business bringing this kid up. If you needed a body, and they did, because again, Chris Sale gets hurt, Smith Shawver gets hurt. Remember, Spencer Strider was out for the majority of the beginning of the season, yada, yada, yada. The Braves have just run out of pitchers, and they had to bring somebody else up. Now, I said 2 weeks ago in something that many of you Braves fans, including a couple of dear friends of mine that I talk baseball with all the time, many of you said, Rob Brown, you doom merchant, which is my favorite thing I think I've ever been called on the radio. You doom merchant, there is no sense, we're not even at the break, on giving up on the season yet. Now, at the time that that happened, the Braves were only like seven games off the divisional lead. They are now a dozen games below .500. They are now way off the pace just in their division. They are now way off the pace in the wild card hunt. The Braves are 39-51. They are 13 games off of the division. They are a dozen games below 500 at this point. And as it stands, the list of teams that have fewer wins than the Atlanta Braves no longer includes the Miami Marlins. The Marlins are now three games above. The Marlins are expected to be trade deadline sellers. They're bad. And they are three games above the Braves. The list of teams that have fewer wins than the Atlanta Braves is Washington, Pittsburgh, Colorado, and Chicago. The White Sox, not the Cubs. Cubs are actually really good this year. The White Sox, the Nats, the Pirates, and the Rockies. The Atlanta Braves are the fourth worst team in baseball as a whole. I said 2 weeks ago, this team needs to be trade deadline sellers. The problem is they don't really have anything to sell. You can sell Chris Sale. But the problem is he's on the 60-day IL now. He is 2 months from returning because the 60-day IL makes him eligible to return in 60 days. You ever fractured a rib? I have. It sucks. It hurts for a very long time. Like, it hurts to breathe. It hurts to sleep. It hurts to stand up, sit down, lie down. Like, you can't do it. This dude's got to come back and then figure out how to contort his body to be a major league pitcher. The price you would have gotten for Chris Sale if Chris Sale was still pitching at a Cy Young level was probably going to be enough because just about everybody that's not those four teams I mentioned is probably either a trade deadline buyer, which means you'd have a big market for a guy like Chris Sale. Now, knowing he's not available for two more months, I think really the only teams that will be interested are like genuine, we know we're a World Series contender teams. Teams like the Dodgers, teams like the Cubs. I don't know if the Mets or Phillies are in that group yet. Teams like the Blue Jays, teams like the Yankees. So the market's probably down a little bit from what it would have been. Outside of that, I don't know who you sell, right? Like the contract on Matt Olson doesn't make him sellable, I don't think. You probably put Sean Murphy on the list. I don't think anybody's going to be interested in Michael Harris II. Like, the only big-name trade piece that you have is Ronald Acuna Jr., and if you are going to get rid of that guy, you are committing to, in my opinion, a strip-it-down-to-the-nuts and bolts breakdown and rebuild of this baseball team. Now, I'm not saying that's the worst idea. I'm just saying I don't know if I'm there yet. I am still in the spot where I think management and coaching is the problem. I am at the point where I go, this is one of the most prolific offenses in recent Major League Baseball history. And if that is the case, and they just suddenly this year have downshifted to being a bad offense, after last night's game, they are now -5 in the run-loss differential. To put that into perspective, the Chicago Cubs right now in the National League have a +119 run differential. They have scored 119 more runs than they have allowed. The Braves have allowed 5 more than they've scored. The Dodgers, +67. The Brewers, +67. The Phillies, +52. In the AL, the Yankees, +102. The Detroit Tigers, +112. You're -5. It's not great. That, to me, says coaching, management decisions, those are bad. So I'm not down with blow up the team. I do think I am down with go ahead and start working on finding the next group of young guys. Problem is you don't have any pieces to sell. Put that to bed. That's a discussion for towards the end of the month when we get to the trade deadline. Here is the point that I'm making. And I say this again with all due respect to Nettie Mack, who popped in here with the comment, Fuentes needs to go back to T-ball. This isn't on him. You brought up a guy who's not ready. You put a guy on the bump at the major league level who has played a year, not even a year, played 3 months of minor league baseball, and you said, hey, kid, welcome to the bigs. You can do that with Paul Skeens. You can do that with Jacob Mizrowski. You can do that with guys who are very clearly and evidently big league ready. But the overwhelming number of pitchers that are drafted and brought up on Major League Baseball teams, the overwhelming number of them need time to get a Major League Baseball polish applied. And Didier Fuentes did not get that. And the issue I have with Braves fans at large, and unfortunately, Nettie Mac in the Facebook stream, which you can watch, by the way, at facebook.com/thefanupstate, thefanupstate on Twitter, thefanupstate on YouTube, or The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on Twitch, or on YouTube. The unfortunate part from Nettie Mac is you're kind of my focal point of this take. I have not just gone ahead and written off this season as a wash. I described the Braves earlier this morning when I was having a text conversation after the water cooler cheat sheet with a buddy of mine who was listening. I said, you know what the best part about this season is that for me, it's over. I've already, the season's a wash. The 2025 Atlanta Braves are a forgettable baseball team. The best part about it for me is the Braves are now something to put on the television as background noise if there's nothing else going on. They play again against the not Oakland A's tonight at 10:05. I am not watching. I can go to bed early. If the Braves were a World Series contender or even, hell, a national, hell, if they were just a divisional contender, Rob Brown would stay up and he'd put that game on and he'd watch that game for as long as his eyeballs would stay open and he'd be tired tomorrow. Rob Brown's going to bed tonight at like 10 o'clock. All right, got a big day tomorrow. Got a big day. Got a big show. Got an appointment. Got two phone calls setting up stuff for SEC Media Days and then going to see Superman tomorrow night. Big day for Rob Brown tomorrow. So I got to get my beauty sleep tonight. I have no qualms nor reservations about not staying up to watch the Braves game, and I don't care if they win. I won't feel like I missed anything. The Braves are now something that if they play in the daytime and there's just nothing better to watch, I put on as background noise. That is such a relief to my mental health. I'm so happy about that. The problem I have is fans. The problem I have is Braves fans who are taking what is happening out on players. Players that have busted it the last 2 years. Players that have been responsible the last 2, 3, 4 years for not just, as some of them were on the team, a World Series championship in 2021. But players that have, even if it has not resulted in a trophy, have won the division multiple times in the last few years. Players that have had at least, if nothing else, an offense that has been a plus 100 or better run differential offense the last few years, you think they just all of the sudden suck? Just all of them? It's a management coaching thing. And so now I got this kid, this rookie pitcher, Didier Fuentes, who gets called up after a handful of months at the minor league level, gets thrown out there in front of a baseball team that he and you and I and everybody else know cannot produce runs behind a pitcher and is asked to carry the team. It ain't Didier Fuentes' fault. It's not. No, he's not. He's not good as an MLB pitcher. He's 20 years old. He's in his first year of pro baseball, and he got called up to go be the starting guy for a legacy team in Major League Baseball that he goes into games knowing the pressure is on him. Because if they want to win a game where he's on the hill, he can't give up more than 2 or 3 runs. We went back and counted. The Braves in one-score games are like 2-23. It's embarrassing.
Is there a chance they change him to a reliever to see? I mean, probably not a good idea, but I mean, you know, because maybe the pressure of being a starter is too much for him.
No, I think what you tell him at this point is, and again, this requires the Braves to acknowledge that they've given up on the year, and they don't want to do that. And I understand it. Brian Snicker doesn't want to give up on the year. It's his last year. Alex Anthopoulos doesn't want to give up on the year because of the momentum that he feels this team has built, even if it turns out that maybe he's not GM of the century. Maybe he just got really lucky, and this is okay, but maybe he got really lucky with all those second half trades that he made in 2021 that built the World Series roster that it would become. But he didn't want to give up on the year. And if your coach and your GM aren't going to give up on the year, the organization's not going to give up on the year. The correct way to handle, well, the best way to handle this would be send it back down to Gwinnett. Hey, kid, head on back down. We're going to get you a personalized pitching regimen. We're going to get you ready. The next time you get called up, you're going to be a dog. You're going to be a dude. The second best way to handle this would be able to pull this kid aside in the locker room and say, brother, look, we don't need you. Don't worry about wins and losses. Don't worry. We don't care if you lose games. We don't care if you get shellacked. We want you to go out there and work on your stuff, right? I don't care if it's an obvious breaking ball scenario. I don't care if we know the guy's sitting on the heat. I want you to work on the control of the heat. I don't care if it's an obvious heat situation. We need you working on the control of the breaking ball. I just want you to throw curveballs, exclusively curveballs this inning. I want you to get, if you need him to eat arms because you need a body, and the Braves need a body, if you need him to eat innings right now, then you pull him aside and you say, we don't care if you get shellacked. Don't worry about any of that. We just want you to work. We just want you to polish. And you do that. The problem is, because your GM and your head coach refuse to wave the white flag, even though most of us have, they're going to keep sending him out there to keep getting shellacked. And the absolute worst thing about that is, if you are sending there without waving the white flag on the season, you are sending him out there with expectations. If you are sending him out there with expectations and he gets shellacked, not only are you not helping him get better, you know what else you're doing? You're destroying whatever confidence he may have built as a 20-year-old man to get to the pro leagues. This is how you ruin a guy long-term. And considering the Braves farm system is remarkably thin, because they've tapped it, right? A lot of guys on this team are guys that they acquired and brought up through the farm system. I got no issue with that. Problem is, you've tapped it. The farm system is dry. You can't develop the guy if you got to have a body, but if you're just using him as a body but not waving the white flag and saying, you're going to destroy the confidence. This is how you take a 20-year-old minor league pitcher who may very well have a future out in front of him. This is how you take that guy and you ruin him before he reaches his final form. And I hate it. It makes me sick. Texter said, Rob, this is Bubba in Forest Hill. Shout out Bubba in Forest Hill. He said, last night stems is Brandon Hyde's fault hire. Oh, Scott. Okay, got. Last night is Brandon Hyde's fault. Hire him back and fire him again. Then fire Mussolino in the trade and trade everyone for bullpen arms. Dude, I'm going to say this, Bubba, and I appreciate the text. Great to have you listening. Welcome to the Armada. Good to have you. I honestly, probably 3 weeks ago, was of the same mindset. Send somebody away and grab a couple of bullpen arms. Here's the problem. They have the greatest bullpen arms in the world. It doesn't matter if you can't score more than one run a game. It doesn't matter if you go out to the Oakland A's and take on that very mid-baseball team in their Little League stadium, and the best you get is an Eli White home run and nothing else. They have the greatest closer in the world. What are you going to win? You're going to lose that game. Instead of losing 10-1, you're going to lose that game 2-1, 3-1. It doesn't matter anymore. That's my point here. Unless the bats wake up, which we are now 80-plus games deep in the season. If you are still optimistically waiting for the bats to wake up, you're probably the type of guy that thinks the stripper really likes you. You're an eternal optimist. It ain't the case, bro. We are 80-plus games deep. The team has told you who they are. They're a bad team with bad coaching who can't hit the baseball. And if that's the case, why waste the resources you have to go get bullpen arms to come in and just lose the games by a little less? It doesn't make sense. All right. I wasn't going to talk Braves anymore, but Nettie Mac and Lonzo brought it up.
Listen, stop it, people. I was having a conversation, on the stream. You didn't have to bring it on to the air.
I want you all to know I'm going to gaslight you right now. That was your fault, listeners. I was done with the Braves today. That was your fault. All right, when we come back, Audio Blitz, some of the best audio we've picked up over the 24 hours since we did it last. I've got some good stuff for you next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the Rod Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate. Welcome back. Rob Brown, that's me, the great Malonzo, that's he. We are glad to have you along with us for the ride every single weekday morning from 6 until 10 a.m. here on the Fan Upstate. Let's get to the audio blitz. I got some stuff to get to on the show today. Some of it interesting, some of it maybe not. I'll start with this one, mainly because I think it'll make Lonzo laugh a little bit. It is no secret around the Radio Ranch, sometimes to my great detriment, that I do not like being jump scared. I think jump scares in movies are a cheap pop. I think people who jump scare me are bad people, and I hate them. I hate it. I despise it. Not everybody does it on purpose, but it does happen.
For those of you who think I have no restraint, it's been all, how long have we shared an office, and I have never jump scared you on purpose.
Correct. And it is genuinely appreciated.
And it's very difficult for me.
Because the day it does happen on purpose, a war begins.
Yeah, but there are
that
days
that may never end.
There are days you probably deserve it, and I still hold back.
And it's appreciated.
Yeah.
Because even if it was the most deserved jump scare of all time, a war would start from which there would be no escape. It would be the 100 Years War Volume 2.
And I would win because you're more shaken by jump scares than I am.
So,
although I might just have a heart attack and die, and then you'd have that on your conscience.
Dramatic, but I like it. A baseball game down in Jacksonville, Florida. The Jacksonville minor league baseball team is the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. They were playing a minor league baseball game yesterday, and this happened. My man's setting up to throw a pitch. He gets set. He goes with the leg kick. Bow! Thunderbolt rolls through. It's actually Thunder Wave Lightning Bolt, because it is a sound, therefore it is a sound.
Thank
wave,
you
lightning
for,
bolt,
for that.
Bolt. Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld Jr. on the call there.
Oh, hang on. I'm coming back to that in a minute. So he goes to throw the pitch. Thunderbolt rolls through the stadium, and it is, you heard it, it is loud. The pitcher jumps. He gets jump scared, and it's a balk. They give the run. There's a runner on third. They give the run to Jacksonville in that spot. The pitcher for Norfolk is like, no, dude, like that can't be a balk. It's lightning. And it was like, here, like here. It was like on us. It was like here. And they went, we're sorry, dude. Like bad timing, but that's a balk given third. I'm just going to say, Since the golfer a couple of months ago that said I do three Red Bulls in the morning and then Tylenol PM to balance it out on the backside, this may be. Like, there's a running competition about the most relatable athlete to me. This guy takes the cake now. Like, this might be the one. Dude got jumped off the bump in the middle of his kick and fire, and it ended up costing his team a run. I get it.
The most unshakable player in the history of mankind would have jumped at that.
Yes!
As loud as that was.
Yes! I am not scared of lightning and thunder. In fact, I enjoy a good thunderstorm. But every now and then one cracks in the neighborhood that even I'm like, go! Okay, that was cool. That was fun. That was awesome. That dude happened in the middle of his pitch and fire. That's unbelievable. Now, I bring that up because, and part of the reason I said that it is thunder shock or thunder wave, because it's a sound wave, not a thing, versus lightning, which is actually a thing. So
now, thunderstruck is in everyone's head.
Yeah. Is because any of you who have listened to the show for any length of time know that Lonzo and I regularly, as does Captain America Chris Evans down the hall, get into discussions about semantics, about the definitions of words and when they are used literally, metaphorically, when we accept a secondary definition, blah, blah, blah. I'm a big words guy.
Yeah, we
it's
had one of those yesterday. It was interesting.
We have one of those like every day. It's part of the fun. Well, I'd like to take you back to a clip that I have never heard before, though it is old. It dates back to the 2020 NFL season, the COVID year, when they were playing NFL games inside of empty stadiums. And just to prove, for those of you that say, oh, you guys are annoying with the semantics arguments, it's not just us. Here is a mic'd up sideline conversation between then Houston Texans teammates J.J. Watt and Brandon Dunn. Now, unfortunately, the clip stopped there because I could have listened to that for another 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's it does sound like words around here, especially between you and I and Chris. And I would throw Matthew Causey in there too, by the way. If you say one word the wrong way, it is you get pounced on and you've got to fight your way out of it or just take the L and just cover your head. I mean, it's brutal around here with that kind of stuff. It keeps you on your toes, but every once in a while, you're just having a good time. You say something the wrong way.
I am a believer in the philosophy that
you can't hover without flying, by the way. I'm just saying.
I am a believer in the philosophy that words matter. Communication matters. It's the most important thing between people is communication. And therefore, using words correctly matters. And I have an elevated level of expectation of you correctly communicating using words. If you are a communicator who gets paid to use words, I expect you to do it correctly. I know that's ironic and hilarious coming from me, but you get the point. I am going to say all hovering is flight, not all flight is hovering. Right. I'm going to say J.J. Watt is correct in this discussion, and I also want you to know I put as much time into making sure that I had the semantics of this debate correct as I did anything else we're going to talk about on the radio show today.
I don't know if you were expecting me to agree or disagree, but I definitely agree with you.
I wasn't expecting you to disagree or agree. I was just expecting...
I think that's just logic.
But, I sat last night when this clip came across my attention, and I played it, and I went, all right, it's really funny, because it is not just two football players, two badass football players, like two dudes having an argument on the sideline that sounds like arguments that Lonzo and I have every single day. And as I played it, and then I played it again. And then it got to the point where I'm like, I'm actually really interested in the debate. So then I started playing it, like actually thinking about it. And then I walked from the bro cave to the living room and I played it for the wife. And I'm like, where do you land on this? And she's like, I land on you going back to your room. What are you doing here? And it was fair. But, like, I think well, I landed on.
It was a smart move on her part. She didn't want to engage.
Oh, it was absolutely the right part.
Once you get in there, you got to go with it.
Because at that point, I had made up my mind that J.J. Watt is correct. All hovering is flight. Not all flight is hovering. And had she disagreed with me on that, it would have been a fight. So, like, she made the right call. She made the right call. All right. Let me get, I'll get one or two more in here. Actually, I do have I'm going to talk about Joe Burrow coming up here in a minute because I got a little bit of a longer clip from Joey B from the quarterback documentary that I fell in love with. So I'll give you a couple more here before we take a break and get to that. Let's go with this one. You guys have been, to some degree, upset with on my butt about my emotional disturbance with the Atlanta Braves. I would like to take you up to Detroit, Michigan, a lovely place where I hear everyone who works in media is just a darling. This clip is from 97.1 The Game, our sister station, our brother station in Detroit, Michigan. And it is from their morning show host and his two co-hosts. They are talking Red Wings. Now, this was from last week during NHL free agency period. The Red Wings were expected to make some big moves and to listen to the death of the hope and optimism of a Red Wings fan in real time is just fun for me. Let me tell you why that is amazing to me.
First of all, you know, I've learned something that maybe I didn't know, that you can actually have fun on a morning radio show in sports. Imagine that on a really big station in Detroit. We should try to be like them. That's what we should do.
The reason I like that clip is multifold. Number one, because for about 6 weeks there, I felt exactly as that guy felt. I felt about the Braves the way that guy felt about the Red Wings. Just like I'm hanging on a thread here. Like I'm looking for anything. And the Red Wings are signing a bunch of absolute nobodies at a point where the fans all thought, hey, we're on the way up. We're trending up. We're going to do well. We're going to get some dudes. They got no dudes. And the second best part of that is the fact that homeboys to co-host, both of whom acknowledge in that clip, we've given up. We don't care anymore. Both of them were like, yeah, we're going to make it worse for you. If you're still hanging in there, if you still have hope, you still have optimism, we are going to dunk on you like Jordan in 95 and never let up. My dude saying, this is like me clinging to the door after the Titanic in the movie. And then my man ended the clip with going, Jack, I'll never let go, Jack. I mean, just the most brutal of bro dunks in that moment. I'm here for it. My second part, did you catch the peak offseason reference in the middle of that? When they're talking about the players and the fact that nobody knows who these guys are, that this team that was supposed to be good is signing, and the guy goes, what logo do you want on center ice next year? That's a peak offseason discussion. That's when you go, nothing's happening, there's nothing to talk about, what are we going to talk about? Oh, what logo do you think the Red Wings should put at center ice next year? That's peak offseason. These boys just went through the entire roller coaster of emotions. Optimism, hope, the buildup, the letdown, and the absolute emotional dunk. When we come back, Joe Burrow is already one of my favorite quarterbacks in the NFL. I already love this guy. Well, Quarterback Season 2, the documentary run by Peyton Manning on Netflix, dropped yesterday, and Joey B went from one of my favorite quarterbacks to maybe my favorite quarterback in the National Football League, and you'll find out why next on the Rob Brown Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Show in the Fan Upstate. So we are running through kind of an extended version of the Audio Blitz, the best audio we've picked up in the past 24 hours. Now, I'm going to play one clip. Maybe we'll get to another one towards the end, depending on how it goes. We'll see. The Quarterback documentary on Netflix. It is run by Peyton Manning's production company, and it follows a number of NFL quarterbacks. There were some in season one. There's a few different characters in season two. And there are some really interesting stories that are coming out of this documentary. Two of them about Kirk Cousins. Remember, at the end of the year, Kirk Cousins is effectively replaced as the starter by Michael Penix Jr. The Falcons say he is going to be our QB1 next year, despite the fact that Kirk Cousins is still under contract with Atlanta for like a lot of money. He's going to be the most highly paid backup quarterback maybe ever in the NFL. And there was a question because it was revealed at the end of the year that Kirk Cousins had a shoulder and wrist injury. Yet, he was not reported on the injury reports down the stretch. And I said, this is a problem for Atlanta because one of two things must be true. Either A, Kirk Cousins knew he was injured and he hid that injury from the Falcons, in which case it kind of makes Kirk Cousins look like a guy who feels like him being on the field is more important than the team having the best opportunity to win. Because if he can't throw a football, which he clearly couldn't in the back half of the season.
So wait, you're criticizing him looking out for him. So you're saying anybody who ever has any injury or nick or little bruise or little stub should immediately go, hey, I'm injured. I'm out.
Lonzo, if a quarterback can't throw the ball, is he a good quarterback? That's not a hard question to answer.
Here's the thing. If you're a good coach, you notice they can't throw the ball and you set them on the bench.
Okay. I'm going to let you have that moment, but you're wrong. If the quarterback is injured and can't throw the best he can throw, he has an obligation to report to the team, I'm not the best I can be. We'll fight about that later. Because I'm coming back. We're coming back to that.
I think he can work.
We're coming back to that. No, he couldn't throw the ball. I watched it. He couldn't throw the ball. We're going to fight about this later.
Especially since it's Atlanta. Why are you mad? You should be glad that they struggle.
That's also fair. So Kirk Cousins revealed in the documentary, he was injured, and he knew he was injured, and he hid it from the team so that he didn't lose his QB1 spot. We're going to talk about that later. He also revealed that part of the reason why was he felt misled and let down by Atlanta because they drafted Michael Penix Jr. In fact, he said, had I known that they were going to draft a quarterback next year, I would have re-signed with Minnesota. I wouldn't have come here. I would have just taken a little less money to stay in Minnesota.
Which would have been smart business sense.
We're going to talk about that coming up a little bit later on in the show because I do think that that's an interesting conversation to have. The other quarterback that they are following along with right now is Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, last year, the Bengals did not make a big run because their defense was one of the worst in the NFL, and one of the worst in NFL in recent memory. However, Joe Burrow and the offense were very good when Joey B was healthy. So it's going to be interesting to follow the saga of when Joey Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, because Joey B was politicking. He got that wide receiver core, arguably the best cumulative wide receiver core in the National Football League, all to come back when it was thought that some, if not all of them, were going to move on as free agents. He politicked to get them all back, saying, boys, we can make a run. I think all of us come into this year thinking, this is it for this iteration of the Bengals. It's do or die now or never. So it's an interesting saga. However, that's not my favorite clip. My favorite clip was Joey B being an absolute nerd. This is the same Joey B that was about to spend millions of dollars buying a Batmobile. Nerd.
And from what I've seen, he decided against it because his house got
robbed. His house got robbed, and he said he threw a wrench in those plans. Understandable. The fact that he was ready to cut a check to buy a full-size working replica, not Batmobile, the tumbler from the Chris Nolan Batmobiles.
You also don't want someone breaking into your house and stealing your Batmobile.
Also true. Not the only thing that Joey Ice Baby Burrow nerded out about. Pretty sick. You know what? Yep, me too. Me too. Joey B. straight up said, why are fossils on my mind? When are fossils not on my mind? They're freaking cool. That's awesome. That's fantastic. I'm going to tell you right now. This is, like, if you wrote this down on a paper and said this all came from Rob Brown, the only thing that would lead you to believe it's not true is the special behind-the-scenes tour. This is fantastic. First off, Archaeopteryx, my favorite fossil. It is my favorite fossil. Transitional species, halfway between dinosaur and bird. Had teeth, had a lot of the characteristics of a reptile, but also was well on its way and has characteristics that are exclusively found in birds. It had both. It's a crossover transitional fossil that is halfway between. It is an incredible fossil. There are only a few of them. So cool, by the way, that I quite literally have a poster of that fossil hanging in my room. I'm a 40-year-old man. It's awesome. Joey B. lost his mind and he got to see one. The fact that this dude didn't just get to take the tour, go behind the scenes at the National Natural History Museum and get the exclusive VIP pass. But then, and what you can't see because you're not watching it, but if you watch the documentary, you'll see it. When he's talking about all of this, he's on the football field in a practice, gear on, whatever, and he is straight up, risen up, a very attractive water girl. He is like straight up flirting with this girl by being like, yo, what do you think about Archaeopteryx? What do you think about Archie, girl? I'm a fossil guy over here. I adore this so much because not only is he right about everything he said, but he's right about everything he said, and he's geeking out, losing his mind over something that is super duper cool, and also something that I have also tried to and failed miserably flirt with women because of my knowledge about this stuff.
All right.
I love this. Joey B's a nerd. Great quarterback. One of the top in the league. Still a nerd.
I wasn't going to watch this. Now I have to watch it because I believe this is an entire work and that Joe is working everybody, being as sarcastic as he possibly can, throwing this stuff in on purpose, and I think it's a work.
I know you do. You think everything's a work. Nobody's allowed to have any fun around you.
Is that true?
Here's my question. I have said now 4 times the name of that fossil. What is it? What is it? Because this guy's got deep knowledge of it. He knows it.
All right, so
it's not a word.
This is where you're trying to make me look bad because I don't remember the name of the fossil, and I'm not. And you didn't pronounce it the same way he did. So who pronounced it right?
We both said Archaeopteryx.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. It's Archaeopteryx. I promise you, of all the things you want to challenge my knowledge on, this is it. You can challenge my knowledge on baseball and have better success than you do about Archaeopteryx.
I am not challenging your knowledge. I am challenging your pronunciation, and you pronounced it 2 different ways so far.
Okay. Archaeopteryx, which is my favorite fossil.
It does sound made up. It very much sounds made up.
It's not.
It sounds like 2 words combined.
Well, it's two Latin words combined.
It sounds.
For sure. Archaeopteryx bird dinosaur combination.
It's from In Living Color. What the Archaeopteryx is, you know, that dude that was in jail and he was just saying a bunch of words.
In Living Color a little bit before my time. Okay. I know it. I know what it is.
Wow.
It's a little bit before my time.
Wow. So you, okay, fine. I'll shut up.
I don't know it well enough to like get the references. I know Fireman Bill or Fire Marshal Bill, and that's about the extent of it.
Okay, fine.
My 2 favorite fossils are Archaeopteryx and Tiktaalik. Those are my 2 favorite fossils of all time.
Tiktaalik's
the best.
That's not a real thing.
Absolutely, it is. Google it. It's one of my favorite. It is the first recorded in the fossil index. It is the first recorded true amphibian halfway between aquatic reptiles and land reptiles.
If I look
reptiles.
Up Tiktaalik, you know I'm just going to get a bunch of TikTok stuff. That's just what
TikTaalik. Tiktaalik. It's one of my favorites. So I'm a big nerd. Shut up. I love that my dude was not only using his status as a celebrity Hall of Fame, well, will be one day Hall of Fame quarterback in the National Football League, to gain backstage, behind the scenes, VIP access.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Gain behind the scenes VIP access to the Natural History Museum. My man's not at the club. My man's not out there laying the mac down on the ladies. He's like, no. They got fossils, dog. Fossils are cool. I want to see the VIP fossils. And he did. That's great. Then, not only does he show up to practice, still buzzing about them, but then he starts deciding to lay the riz down on the water girl by going off on his knowledge of them and dropping the, you know, they give me VIP access to the special fossil room, to the fossil room that not just everybody gets to go in. Hey, girl, will you say you, me, Saturday night, Natural History Museum?
All right, so I Googled Joe Burrow's science interests, and other people had Googled it because I didn't get to type. You know how you start typing something?
Yeah, the old auto finish.
Yeah, yeah. So Joe Burrow's science interests primarily focus on physics, particularly relativity, quantum mechanics, black holes, and wormholes. He enjoys listening to podcasts and watching YouTube videos on these topics. He also mentioned an interest on the origin of time by Thomas Hertog.
Me too!
Although he admits it's challenging, according to the Cincinnati Bengals.
And for a final time... Yeah. Me too.
Okay.
The concept of time is super weird, right? Like, so.
Yeah, I know.
When you get to.
I know you struggle with that.
Sometimes yeah. I do. When you get to the speed of light because of relativity, when you get to the speed of 100% the speed of light, time stops. For you, time stops. Like, you don't experience time anymore. So when a photon was created at the expansion of the universe at the beginning of the Big Bang, a photon created in that moment that has been traveling for 13.8 plus billion years since that happened, mm-hmm. when it enters your eye from the photon's perspective, mm-hmm. zero time has passed. It's great there. Whereas for us,
believe
it's been
all that, but aliens and ghosts don't exist.
Correct. You know why? Because we have a lot of supporting evidence for that to be a true thing.
When's the last time you went to speed of light to prove that theory?
You don't need to do a thing to know that that's how the thing operates. That's, again, what empirical evidence is for. This is why me and Joey B are science dudes, all right? Because we like that kind of stuff. Joe Burrow is now, and I'm going to say as of this day, I think Joey B is my favorite non-Saints quarterback of all time. Because not only is he a elite quarterback, a top-notch quarterback, one of the best, I would say, four quarterbacks in the National Football League actively, and that includes Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes, a pretty extensive list of dudes at that position. But also, my man's getting into theoretical quantum physics and taking special backstage tours at the Natural History Museum and using that access to riz up the water girl with his knowledge of Archaeopteryx. What a dork! I love this guy. This is my favorite guy now. I love this guy. I also do love Lonzo, even when he tries to get up under my skin a little bit. He won't do that for the next 60 seconds, though, because it's time for the sports flash.
By the way, Joe Burrow from Ohio, I recognize the trolling. Despite a day off, the Braves dropped their fifth consecutive, and speaking of trolling, and first of a three-game series against, they're coming back, Rob, the A's last night, 10-1. Didier Fuentes was pulled after just one inning after surrendering eight runs on five hits, including three home runs. The series resumes tonight at 10:05. Brewers rookie Jacob Mizrowski faced his toughest start against the Dodgers yesterday. Shohei Ohtani homered in the leadoff at bat, but Mizrowski struck out the next eight batters and recorded a dozen Ks in a 3-1 victory. He now has a record of 4-1 with 2.81 ERA and has given up just 12 hits and 25 and two-thirds innings. Las Vegas Aces star, former Gamecock and reigning WNBA MVP Asia Wilson exited an 87-78 loss to the Liberty last night with a wrist injury and did not return to the game. Wilson will have imaging on her wrist and further evaluation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.